want you to lose me.
Neither do we. Yeah. We could never lose you, sweetie.
I want to keep you close.
You can try.
No, we won't.
Like Alejandra's trying to join, huh?
Oh, wonderful.
Yes, awesome. Good morning, Alejandra. Thank you for taking such good care of Geshla for so long.
Oh, thank you. I'm trying to figure it out soon. It's so nice to see everybody.
Oh, thank you.
Good to be with us.
So nice to hear you. Glad you made it.
Now we have
This is the first time I'm taking the class on Zoom instead of in front of me.
good to see you.
Very, very nice to see everybody.
Hey, Allie. I got Tim here to say hi.
Hi,
Tim.
Allie.
Hey, how are you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for everything, for taking such good care of our guest, Yali.
I don't know about that. He may have his saying on that.
He enjoyed your dogs.
I know. We were this morning, one of the, we have a bridge that crosses a creek, and we had to remove the steps. And Geshe-la's favorite dog today is trying to figure out how to get across with some bones that she found. We're thinking how much I would have enjoyed that. Yeah, we went with these walks every day with the four of them. Sometimes only two, sometimes only one. Yeah, but it was very nice. Yeah.
Nice.
So how are things up there?
Hot. Well, not so hot today.
Yeah.
It has been very, very hot and humid, but now it's nice today.
Now, same here. Now the cold is almost over, so we get very, like we say, very hot days. They're like 50. Hey, Terry!
Jim keeps talking about Luna, the dog, Luna.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Luna, we removed part of the bridge, and Luna was trying to get across with half the bones of a dead fox that was across, and she's trying to cross with this bone today with no bridge. It was so funny. She's really funny. Where's Jim?
I don't know. He's around here somewhere. He's here.
Jesse Gellick is here.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Have a seat, please. Have a seat.
Buenos días, Geshe-la. Bienvenidas.
Huh?
Welcome home.
Oh, thank you, thank you. It is good. So, good morning, Domasi. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Geshe-la.
Good morning, Neely. Good morning, Panditji, Pati. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
Are you still in Dharamsala? Good morning, David.
Good morning.
Good morning, Bhutesh Adhapati. Good morning, Joanna.
Good morning.
Good morning, Denise. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning. There's two of us.
Good morning, Karen Edward.
Morning.
Good morning, Elise. Good morning, Laura. Good morning, Becky. Good morning, Lamula. Good morning, Susie.
Good morning.
Metra and Chetan. Good morning, David. Good morning, Lamula. Good morning, Lily. Good morning, Alex. Alexandra. Good morning, Helen.
Yeah.
Good morning, Julie. Good morning, Jessica. Good morning, Anila. Oh, yeah. Thank you for coming. And good morning, everybody who's watching on YouTube. Good morning. Oh, yeah, Alhamdulillah. So, now, Alhamdulillah, say some prayer.
Let's start by chanting Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra three times. Eyata Omanevune Mamunakirune Eyata Omanevune Now let's chant Medicine Buddha mantra seven times. Thinking about those on the prayer list and those who wanted to attend but could not attend our Zoom list teaching today. I'll go on with equal compassion for all. His name, when merely heard, dispels the suffering of the lower realms. Dispel of the disease and the three poisons that cross you to medicine. Eata om the panze, 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 Eata Bekanze Maha Bekanze Bekanze Raza Samugate Soha. Now let's read the four immeasurables in English three times and then we'll chant it in Tibet. May all sentient beings have happiness, the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment to enemies or hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings have an equanimity, free from attachment or hatred for enemies. Sanchenta.
Chanjo Bardo Dani Tabson Kishi Jibios
So I just want to see. Better, where's the bread? Oh, very good. Looks really good. So I taught Maitra how to make bread when I was in Patagonia. So now he's like become expert. Taught him something practical. Can see it result right away. So we all together, if you don't mind, so we will recite one round of Mani Mantra. So as I mentioned, you know, benefit of Mani Mantra. So like dedicate directly to Devi's father, who recently passed away, and also the Panditji and Pati cat passed away yesterday. Not yesterday, this morning, early morning. So we think about that, so then we do one round of Mani Mantra, then dedicate it for all the people, you know, like who like passed through this life, and also like all the people who are like struggling with the virus, you know, disease that's caused by a virus, and all the people who already lost their life because of the virus. So directly dedicated for David's father and the Panditji and Padi's cat. So then indirectly all the people. Okay. So just recite. And one round. As I said, so reciting Mani Mantra together, one mala, that benefit is 100% guaranteed. You know, so just simply reminding you again, every hair on four-legged animal on this planet can be count one by one if you have will to do. But reciting Mani Mantra benefits far more than that. So then, you know, so getting here together Sunday morning, so there's one round of Mani Mantra, that benefit is already guaranteed. So then the end, then we dedicate the merit for our own enlightenment. So that we are going to have access to that merit till we reach enlightenment. Okay. So that's the beautiful about dedicating your merit for your enlightenment. That merit is not going to be destroyed easily by negative emotional thought. Okay. For the pandemic, so we reset Goddess Lochima mantra 21 times. Okay, this kind of like new mantra. Some of you are probably know, some of you don't know. If you don't know, just mumble. Just move your feet. Just move your, but there's no new thing here. It's been done in the monastery too. Just to get away from the trouble, from the discipline, you just move your mouth. Okay, just move your mouth. Fortunately, we don't have discipline at the Kadamba Center, nobody's really watching. So, if you feel like there's somebody watching, just move your lip. How's life? According to Aryadeva, in Tibetan it's called Papala, same. Arya, Papa. No, Deva, Ha, Deva realm. Arya Deva, that's like the name of one of the master from Nalanda Monastery in India, Arya Deva. Sometimes when you see Nagarjuna and son, the son, they refer to Arya Deva. So for the sake of knowledge, Nagarjuna and son refers to Arya Deva, even though Nagarjuna has many students, but the son particularly refers to Aryadeva. Aryadeva composed 400 stanzas of middle way, 400 stanzas of middle way. That's the name of the text, Umashi Japa. 400 stanzas of middle way, Aryadeva composed. In that text, Aryadeva said, Chokla, Iji, Dungade, Tamanana, Luji, so, Chok, people who are, economically well up, people who are economically well up, they have more complications related to the mind. They have more complications related to the mind. People underprivileged people has more physical problems. So therefore, they are like in the world, our own individual world that we live together. You know, there are two types of problems, complications. Complications that are related to the mind, complications that are related to the body. So these two complications has very much influenced our day-to-day life. No break. Seems like no break. It's like every day greatly influenced our day-to-day life. So now look at your life. Look at life around you. Very true, you know, so like, either going through some kind of, challenge, physical challenge, or some kind of mental challenge, that is, you could say that's the part of the package. So, like, so, if that is the situation, if that is the case, if that is the case, you know, so, you know, when you go to countryside of Nepal or maybe some part of India, then you see underprivileged people, how much physical suffering they go through. Shelter from shelter to food, clothes, and then all like basic necessity, clean water, clean air, clean environment, privacy that people greatly enjoy in the West is out of questions. But there's no privacy. Many things like that. So that's why when you travel, so then people say, oh, I have like eye-opening experience, life-changing experience. Yeah. These people, still you see a smile on their face. You can't believe like how can they smile? When you look at their conditions, yeah, people smile, still smile. So then, you know, when you come to the West, you know, people who have so much, then you can say, how come they don't smile? How come they look so serious? Because they are very much educated. The literacy rate is very high. People can read, write. And how come they don't smile much? How come people in the countryside of Nepal or India, when you look at their lifestyles, but you can't believe like how they live their life, how they can smile and make jokes. Yeah. We are all human. We are all called human. Even though we look different physically, we speak different language, we have different culture, different tradition. We are all called human. We are part of the human family. Physically, mentally, pretty much same. You know, so like, so then, like, you wonder, so this life that we have is like, this is like sailboat. Sailboat is a boat with what you call this thing that, like, you move by wind, direction of the wind. Sailboat?
Yes, that's a sailboat.
What do you call this? What do you call this thing on that top? Yeah. What do you call that?
Sail.
Oh, you call that sail? Okay. Yeah, one of my ignorance is gone. Thank you very much. So that's one of ignorance. So you, that's how you improve. You get knowledge. You have one extra knowledge today. That's for sale. We thought that this boat, the sailboat, is not going to move. If you put it down, this boat can move. So according to Lama Tsongkhapa, wrote this beautiful prayer for his mother called A Prayer for the Beginning, Middle, and End, composed by Lama Tsongkhapa, particularly wrote this prayer for his mother. In that prayer, this light that we have is like sailboat. So you have to put up the sail up, otherwise you can't move. You get stuck. You can't move. This boat. Like engine, must I say, the ability of this boat is like tremendous ability of this boat. What is the sail? What kind of sail that we need to rise in order to move beyond, complications that relate to the body, the complications that relate to the mind. It is like the water, the lake that the boat is on. And then, you know, somebody said beautifully put it into words. The boat does not sink because of the water. Boat sink because the water get into the boat. So that's how the boat sink. Not necessarily boat sink because the water boat can be flow. Because the water get into the boat, that's how the boat sink. Everything around us, all this, particularly nowadays, you know, this difficult time, all kind of information floating around, all kind of negative things floating around. If that get into the boat, yeah, of course, boat will sink. Or you can just flow on that. Another way to say, you know, generally speaking, the wild wave is a kind of dangerous thing. You don't go towards wild wave, but you can use for your own advantage. If you are surfer, very good surfer, you can wave is good things because you can use this wave for your own pleasure or happiness or enjoyment. So higher the wave, better for you to serve. These are all boils down the same point. But Lama Tsongkhapa did not say, Lama Tsongkhapa probably have no idea about the surfer. There are no, in Tibet we have no oceans, nobody surfs. So Tibetan people have zero knowledge about surfing. So long time ago, so when we are in Wilmington making a mandala, so a group of the young men took all the monks to surfing. The monk has zero idea. So what they are doing, instead of surfing, they are just put the boat there, they just goes like on them, put their belly on the boat, then go like this. So this is the Tibetan way of surfing. You cannot survive that with the high, like wild wave. You'd be finished instantaneously. So, Pasanamba Tajim, not just small cell, it's a huge cell. So what that cell, what kind of cell that I need to rise in order to move this life forward? Life is a boat. This life is a boat. How I can move this boat forward? Make sure it doesn't get stuck here. What kind of cell that you need to rise? Compassion. Love, compassion, kindness. These are the cell you rise every day. You rise this cell with small, huge, say you rise, this, you know, compassion, love. So then, just that cell board is not going to move. You need wind. Without wind, you can't move. You raise this huge cell of love, compassion. You get immense benefit. That's how some people are, you know, very gentle, calm, peaceful. They're thinking, they're raising this cell all every day. They're trying to raise this cell depending on meditation, reciting prayer. They're trying, every morning, they're trying to raise this huge cell. Now here, you need wind. What is the wind? Wind here is like joyful effort. Joyful effort. That's the wind. Not just raise, happy to raise. Not just, oh, I have to do this. No, no, we don't have to do. This is your life. You can decide whatever you want to do. If you want to move your life forward happily, with calm mind, best thing to do is just, this boat is going to move happily by everything else. It's temporary. You know, you understand that the Rolling Stone, I can get no satisfactions. I try. Seeing something important. Satisfaction does not come from eating something, wearing something, buying new things. No, just temporary. It's just temporary. We have to understand that. Please don't get fooled. Doesn't mean you don't buy. Of course you are fortunate that you have means to buy. Of course you can buy. But we have to understand this does not satisfy you. It is nothing, those material things, going to satisfy you. Satisfaction only comes from your mind, your wisdom. No matter how many times we use, that happiness doesn't increase. We all know. So we should not fool by that idea of, oh, like maybe getting something new. Of course, that doesn't mean you should not enjoy. Of course, you can enjoy. You can eat. But important things that need to learn the lesson. But, you know, not just that. It's not reliable. Doesn't give you same amount of pleasure that you used to get. It doesn't guarantee that. It is not reliable. What is reliable is your mind. If you can improve your brain, your mind, that you can rely on. That will bring satisfactions. You know, I don't think Rolling Stone said that I can get no satisfaction by meditation. Did they say? I don't think so. I mean, they refer to something else, you know. I try, you know, like, this is very obvious things, you know. They said it very beautifully. They sing very beautifully. It's been said thousands of years ago. It's not something new they are saying. It's been already said. But never sang. Never make into song. So there's something important, you know. I try, never get satisfied. So now you have boat. In order to move this boat forward, sailboat forward, you need to first rise this sail. Large sail. Love, compassion, whatever ways you can. So then you wait for the wind. It's like here in this case, wind is like joyful effort. Happy to do. You know? Happy to do. There's now wind. So that wind and with together with the cell, wind of joyful effort, cell of love and compassion, so then this boat could move forward, won't get stuck. To Chusam Gumbi, Chuzis, Chusam Gumbi, Chuzis. The boat is, the boat, is very strong boat. This boat has knowledge. This boat, no, say, there's you. It's not a physical boat, there's you. He has knowledge. And contemplations. Then assimilation. Assimilations. Assimilations. Oh. Chusam Gumbi. Chusin Lodami. Lujie Kove Sobe Tawashos. That's how you move forward, move far away from this oceans or lake. That's kind of like it has wild rape all the time. The oceans never calm. Wild wave, those waves is like people's thought, people's actions, not unfortunately always love and compassion. You know, there's like, where you get information? Somebody saying something. Information doesn't, the tree doesn't produce information. Tree don't, like, the, your house doesn't produce information. Who? People. Unfortunately, not always out of love and compassion, you know, so jealousy, ego, arrogant, pride, anger, fear. This all like, this ocean is like that, like, you know, there's like wild wave. You can go far away, you can cross that oceans with this sailboat. The sail of loving kindness, compassion, joyful effort, there's a wing that you are happy to do, not just do it, happy to do. That's how the sailboat moves forward, beyond. You know, you could say samsara basically is like full of complications, that's all. What is samsara? It's full of complications. Wherever you go, there you are. Every day, there feel something is not right. But with, you know, with knowledge, contemplations, assimilations. So that's what this boat is made out of. Then you could that with the sail of loving kindness, compassion, with the joyful effort, there's a wind, then boat could move slowly, 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 far away from these oceans. So that's what Lama Tsongkhapa said, or Lama Tsongkhapa said in the a prayer beginning, middle and end, composed by Lama Tsongkhapa, particularly dedicated for his mother. So then what Shantideva said in the Guide to Buddhist the Way of Life, me too la tenene dunga chuo chile. Me too means human life is like boat. You could cross this ocean of complications relying on this boat. So better to sail now than wait. Or maybe there'll be another boat. Maybe I'll sail later. Probably. If you are 100% confident there'll be another boat, maybe another boat may not show up. So that means now it all boils down on, you know, how to move this life forward, loving kindness, compassion, loving kindness, compassion. So that's all. Loving kindness, compassion. So, quite easy, huh? Not that difficult to understand. But now, a lot of us, we don't have faith in this boat. We don't have faith in this boat. We don't believe this boat is going to sail. We don't believe this boat is going to cross this ocean. We don't believe. That's the one way we get stuck. This boat never moved. It's the same place. Always come back to the square one. I'm so and so, you know, with this problem, that problem, you know, like that. You don't think of I, who someone who possessed Buddha nature, you know, like I could get enlightened, or maybe once a blue moon, we don't believe. No. My life, Lama Tsongkhapa said, you know, like Lama Aditya said, Shakyamuni Buddha said that your life is precious. How often we see life, this life is precious? How often? How often? The question is, how often you ever thought about this life, your life is precious? How often? Just please ask yourself questions. How often did you thought about your life is like horrible, like worthless, meaningless? How many times you thought? Yeah. What do you get by doing that? What do you get doing like by doing that or thinking that my life is worthless, meaningless? I'm like, I have no meaning to live. How many times? What do you get out of that? Zero, nothing. Why we keep doing that? We need to educate ourselves. How often you have thought about that your life is very precious? How often you thought about other people's lives are precious? How often you thought about that? If you never thought about that, maybe it's like now it's time to think about what you're going to get. You have no idea. So you are going to get, you are going to get out of there. So much you'll get out of that precious human life. Precious. It doesn't say, oh, unworthy human life. Oh, so we are making, we are not just like, we are not really thinking about how to move this boat forward. We are just putting in this boat, we are putting so much garbage into this boat. You know, this boat is to sail across the ocean. This boat is, should not be used, this boat as like garbage can, putting all the garbage thing or like blah, 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 all the garbage. Yeah, everybody, we all, including myself, we all wish or like a perfect world. Nothing wrong. In reality, world is not going to be a perfect place. That's the fact. That we all should understand, you get a lot of benefit. Don't ever think, oh, this world is like perfect. No, this world is not perfect. Sorry to say, it's not the world, not perfect. So we have to understand this world is not perfect. You know, so it's not calm ocean, it's like wild oceans. But you could sail. You could sail. You could move your boat forward. You don't have to stuck here. You could go to calmer part of the ocean. You could move your boat to the calmer part of the ocean. If you don't want to be here, you could sail little by little. You could sail. Oh. Yeah, you could, you know, you could make your life. You don't have to be one of those wild waves. You could be calm ocean. You could move your boat forward. Oh. By only raising sail of love and compassion, large and huge, with the help of joyful effort as a wind, then knowledge, contemplation, assimilations, this boat will cross. Bring you to the calmer part of the oceans. There will be no wild wave. Everything is calm. Oh. That's how certain level, when you reach certain level, even your disturbing thought, such as attachment and anger, very those disturbing thoughts will eat up those disturbing thoughts. Right now, it's eating us. So eventually, when you reach a higher level, this will eat those negative thoughts. You know, like, similar like the insect that grown into the tree, very insect that grown in into the tree will kind of eat that tree. Things that grow out of attachment will eat attachment. Things that grow out of anger, it will eat the anger, like that, that insect. Oh, so that happens, you know, slowly, slowly, not right away, slowly, slowly. Pure mind, pure heart. Love. Reciting Mani Mantra and thinking something, you know, thinking something good. Not just myself, all the people who are struggling physically, mentally, addictions, all of your thinking, reciting Mani Mantra. Oh, you get tormented. That's how you're raising a cell. That's how you're raising a cell. Simple as that. The practice doesn't have to be complicated. Just simple as like reciting mantra, Tara mantra. You are doing it. Each mantra means something. You are saying this, you know, with this loving kind of compassion. Who is experiencing loving kind of compassion? You experiencing. What's the result? Your mind is calm, peaceful. You feel like you are doing something much, much bigger than yourself. You have reason to feel good because you are doing good things. You don't feel good doing nothing. That's kind of strange thing if you just feel good about doing nothing. People always do something, either they do mushroom or LSD or they do something that in order to feel good, you can't just feel good. So those feeling good is not that, doesn't last very long, but you know, like, because you are doing something, you felt like, oh, at the end of the day, you feel good because when you look back, so you say, okay, this morning, I really did just one round of mantra by contemplations, you know, and assimilations. I felt like I do something, you know. So then you are like, then you see, oh, that's exactly what they mean, precious human life. So because of this life, I learn. Because of this life, I have this marvelous brain, I can think. Because of this brain, I can assimilate. Oh. So now, Shanti Deva, Lama Tsongkhapa, why they say this is like sailboat? It makes perfect sense. You could move forward slowly, 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 step by step. Every day, you learn to how to rise and shine. Rise and shine. That's not Lama Tsongkhapa said. That's American saying here. Rise and shine. How you shine? Oh, you don't shine out of negative mindset. There's nobody can shine. How you can shine out of negative mindset? Did you ever see somebody shine out of negative mindset? When somebody gets angry, did you call them shining? They're not shining. Rise and shine. You could practice that, rise and shine. That's the same like waking up with a precious human life, idea of precious human, same thing, rise and shine. Not much worry about the past. It's past, it's gone. You can change. Whatever happened, it's happened. If something happened, very bad things, as a Buddhist, what you do? You purify them. Go back to that garbage again and again to dig out all. Why are you digging this garbage again and again? Better to clean so there's nothing to dig. You know? Seeing, of course, as I said, nobody's a prophet. Everybody makes mistakes here and there. As a Buddhist, what do you do? Not as a necessarily as a Buddhist. I'm saying like, if you are a Buddhist practitioner, what do you do? You know, as I said, we don't have to sink. We don't have to sink with our actions. We can flow. We can float with our actions. How? Don't make it like round. If you have a piece of aluminium, If you're sinking, what do? You make it flat. Same weight, when it's like this, it sinks. When it's made flat, it flows. What that means? That means purify. Purify. You know, like, if you are not very happy about the seeing a lot of like dirty plate in your sink, well, there's something you can do. You don't have to just sit down and feel bad. You just stand up. Like, with joyful effort. Stand up. Think, oh, this plate is not just plate. It's like my anger. It's like my fear. It's my like jealousy. Clean them. Then if you clean right away, there'll be no dirty plate in the sink at all. Because you clean right away. Or you can just put there 1 day, 2 day, 3 day, 4 day. Even like washing machine, you have to move. You can't just sit there and the washing machine will stand up and like check out all the dirty dishes and put it there. No, so far they didn't make that washing machines. So washing machine will stand up and pick up all the dirty dish, put it there. So far they didn't make that. So, no. Similar. Can't clean. Don't ever think you cannot clean. You can clean. You can purify. So, I think that's the one of the cause. One of the cause. I'm not saying the only cause, but one of the cause of depression. People get depressed. People think like that. I'm one with my actions. Wrong view. Completely wrong view. Sorry, it's the wrong view. You can't be one with your actions. There'll be no hope. Angulimala, during the Buddha's lifetime, had a lot of enthusiastic about doing some spiritual practice, met the wrong guide, ended up killing 999 people. He has chance. How come you think you have no chance? He has chance. He managed to liberate. So that clearly shows you are not one with the actions. Far as action is concerned, you can clean. Far as like plate is concerned, you can clean. So 35 Buddha practice is like washing machine. Reciting Mani mantra is washing machine. It washes all the dirty plates. Don't need to sit down thinking bad about that. Well, reciting Vajrasada mantra. It's very, very powerful washing machines. It washes. Not just wash, it dries, it cleans, all the plates going to be shine. Your mind's going to be shine. Think about that. Each time now when you start to do Mani mantra or Tara mantra or Vajrasada mantra, think about that. You are opening the washing machines. One of the more powerful washing machines. Put it there. After maybe 1 hour, no, doesn't matter what hour. So 5 minutes, whatever you do. You come out very clean. Feel meaningful. In order to feel meaningful, you need to do something meaningful. Something meaningful means doing something for all beings. That's the meaningful thing to do. You could do, you are fully capable to do. That's how you move this boat forward. You don't have to stuck into this wild ocean. You can move forward towards the calm oceans. Not just you. You lead many boats, many sailboats. You lead calmer part of the oceans. See, so not has the somebody needs to motivate us. That's all. Somebody needs to remind us, motivate us. It's not like we don't know. We do know. Somebody needs to remind us. Somebody needs to motivate us. And I'm trying to do that here. We need to just to remind you. Just to remind. That's all. Just to remind you. So like, otherwise, yeah, according to Aryadeva, these two types of complications, complicated little physical body, complicated little mind, influence our day-to-day life, every single day, no break, every single day. So, because of that fact, it makes sense to be consistent what we do, even 5 minutes, to be consistent what we do. Make that priority in your life. Why? Because this is for to move your boat forward. This is very important. For it's very important part of the list in the daily list. This should be the first in the list. Because this move your boat forward, not just you, your family, everybody. Move to the calmer oceans. No? So now that I think a prayer beginning and the middle and middle, beginning, middle, and end. That's all the translated in English. So when you read, you'll find this word there. And make that sticker. Put into refrigerator where you can see. Don't raise a cell of anger, jealousy, complaint. Then life is how you can hope happy life. There'll be no happy. How in the world you can hope for happy life if you raise cell of anger, attachment, resentment, judgmental, or then? please, all my friends, so I'm just, simply reminding you, and encouraging you. No, it's not like something I said, something that you don't, something you don't do. Not saying something new, not saying something that what Lama Tsongkhapa said. So then I memorized that prayers when I was 8 years old, probably monastery, have no clue. No clue. I memorized all these texts, have no clue what it's saying. Just memorized. So. But now have some clue after after 30 years, that you have some clue now, some sharing with you that some clue I found after 30 years. So you are, most of the time you are happy, thinking about compassion, love. What other practice you need? You don't need any practice. And say, people, what do you practice? I practice loving kindness, compassion. That's what I practice. And that's what I'm hoping, that everybody will practice loving kindness, compassion. It's all boys down on that. So when it's get into the view part of the teachings, then that, a little bit complicated. The conduct part of the teaching, method part of the teaching is all about compassion. Without compassion, you are not going to be success in the Mahayana path. You are not going to be success in the Vajrayana path without compassion. Compassion is needed now. You are going to need that. When you say you are like tree. Small tree. You just brought it from the Walmart. You just planted there. So what do you need? You need to put water, you need to take care of the trees in order to produce the fruit. Your idea may be that you are enjoy the apple or pear or whatever the fruit. So what do you need to do? You need to take care of the tree. You need to water that. So there's compassion. When the trees grow a little bit up, close to produce fruit, you still need to water. when the tree produce fruit, you still need to take care like that. what Chanda could say, compassion is important at the beginning and the middle and the end. And the end, when you get enlightened, you still need Mahakaruna, compassion. Why? You need to, your mission is to help liberate others. You can just, please look up that prayer of beginning, middle, and end composed by Lama Tsongkhapa. You can use that stanza for your meditations. Just say, maybe when you wake up in the morning, you just say that stanza, not just you move towards the calmer part of the oceans, or maybe cross the oceans. Not just you, many, you're leading many beings. So then if you say the money mantra, you are more mindfulness. Okay? So, and the mindfulness is very important part. Shantideva said, Deje Pane Katup Kun. Deje recitations. Katup meditation, prostrate, all of that. You ring to Che Chance. During that long period of time, same thing in Chapani. Manabhima, of course you can get some benefit, but Manabhima, do I have milk in my refrigerator? Do I have a tomato? Do I have person who's doing my backyard? Are they coming? What time they are coming? So did I really call them or should I call them again? You probably get some benefit residing there, but your mind is busy with thinking. Then you become, Shantideva said, be mindful in order to make it more productive. Be mindful, 5 minutes, just 5 minutes. Doesn't have to be long. 5 minutes, make sure that you are there 100%. You get immense benefit. You become productive. Otherwise, so not just you, including myself, residing something all of a sudden I clean this wondering how many days it will last like this clean. So did I make a note when I clean? So like that. So that happens. This happens all the time. So then looking to around to what to fix, look around fix something. And meanwhile, one round of money mantra is gone, but do you feel anything? What you feel is just looking around what to fix. Maybe it needs to put new color here, maybe I need to redo this one and then go around. So that is be mindful. We need to be mindful of it. are we doing that when we say mantra? So do I water that plant? So how that plant looks like? So do I need to trim that? Maybe there's one leaf that looks like I need to trim. So then another one needs to cut. Maybe there's need to be put water. That happened all the time. Probably not the best. Not the best way to do that, so it's very simple things, Okay. So then you become good at, so one day you become mindful, the second day that helps, the third day that helps, and whenever you do practice, then you become mindful. Meanwhile, if somebody's trying to interrupt you, don't get upset. The very purpose of doing your practice, you're doing something. Of course, the best spiritual stress, stress caused by spiritual practice. All my friend here. So that's we. Use that, what Lama Tsongkhapa said in the prayer, beginning, middle, and end. We make that when you get coupon from the pizza 2 for Tuesday, sometime there, so you can make that. put it on the refrigerator where you can say, or you can put it on your computer. It kind of reminds. We all need reminding, reminder. We all need to remind. We need some simple reminder. So then it's very good to know if you can wake up with that stanza, what it means. So then every morning, yeah, so then every day you are doing something meaningful, something meaningful. That then, wherever you go, you are here, you are there. There's not like inside, there's not much change. You know, inside you are doing the same thing, wherever you go. So then the result, you are going to be happier. You are going to be happier here, happier there. Happier here, happier there. Oh, yeah. Oh yeah, so what time is now, Domasi?
You have about 18 minutes, Geshe-la.
So any discussions now, probably any discussions, need to move my head back and forth because I'm experiencing the suffering of sun here. sun bath is not part of the Tibetan culture. We never used to sun bath. We bath shade bath, no sun bath. So any question or discussions? Matt, how all the dogs are doing there in Patagonia? How the dogs? All the dogs?
They are enjoying a lot, Gisela. Yesterday we start to refix the bridge.
Oh.
So now Luna today is walking with some bones, try to bring some bones from the other side.
Oh.
They're okay.
Very good. Oh yeah. Good morning, Arlene Van, good morning. Yeah, then so bridge is done. It's finished?
And not yet, Gisela. We removed the piece was broke.
Mm.
We replaced, we put the new, and today Marquito is coming, so maybe we fill with the steps, like to say the steps, the part where we walk.
Oh,
I think
good.
Today we finish.
Very good, very good. Building a bridge, you know, building a bridge, you know, you probably you don't use that bridge very often, but dog does. Dog use, I saw dogs, you know, to like, other side of the bridge is a dog shopping mall. There's like the Walmart of the dog.
So yeah.
There's the Walmart of the dog. So they go there, pick up the souvenirs. They go shopping there. So.
Yeah.
So
Luna brought the fox. Luna brought the fox today.
Skeleton.
The fox skeleton, but she cannot cross it because she gets stuck. So she left the fox on the other side and crossed, walking on a truck by herself. But the fox stayed on the other side.
Oh yeah. So that bridge, you know, so they're like, there's like big creek, quite big creek right next to the house. So the bridge is being used by gaucho. You know gaucho?
Yeah.
Yeah, gaucho. The cowboy or western. There's two guys, they go, they use, I think building a bridge somehow create the cause for, it like benefit the lifespan. Because there's something, you know, so they, building a road, building a bridge. So that's why one of the great yogi, Tongtong Jabo, who like invented Tibetan opera dance, who invented the Tibetan opera dance. So he built like 64 bridge, iron bridge in Tibet. You know, so instead of building a temple, he built 64 iron bridge, you know, so he was a great yogi. So I don't think he built any monastery. I don't remember. But anyway, he invented Tibetan opera dance, and he built the bridge. So they hardly crossed the bridge. So I think they fought mainly for the Gaucho. So that's good thing. So very happy matter. So hopefully everything goes smoothly. What else? Any questions? Otherwise, then we do dedication maybe in. So I think today that's enough. So today's talk is based on Lama Tsongkhapa prayer, beginning, middle, and end, dedicated for, his mother. So in that prayer, so what I explained today's talk based on that one stanza. Please read that prayer. You can find the stanza. So then put it somewhere, And that's how I hope, very much hope, all my friend here, so long time friend, know each other long, long time. So then definitely will help us, to make our life more meaningful, definitely more meaningful, so more calm, then happy. Happiness in Buddhism is deep. It's not like excitement. That can't be happiness. Happiness, deeper level of happiness. So that's what it produces, deeper level of happiness. You are calm, harder to get angry. Even though the negative situation arises, you just sit back and think. You don't respond right away. You just think. Precisely, you think, is it really worth it? Is it really worth it to say something? Maybe not. And you just let it go. Result, you protect your peace of mind. You protect peace of mind of others. We don't have to participate if somebody's criticizing somebody, two people talking in front of you, somebody's reading something, somebody criticize somebody, and somebody criticize somebody. We have choice. We don't have to participate. Oh, you have choice. You could participate. And not being mindful, the result, then is going to be unfortunate one. So, your peace of mind, this difficult time, your peace of mind is very, very important to protect. Not just protect and, if possible, increase, everything will, change. Everything will change. Okay. So, so it's very important. Very important. So, and I'm praying for all of you, all the time. So now, what I will do? So maybe I will say a few mantras. If there's no questions, I will say a few mantras. Some of them for your health. You just listen. Okay, just listen. Some of them are for your longevity.
There was a question in YouTube about how to get rid of discursive thought.
What?
The question is how to get rid of discursive thought.
Drink mate. Mate?
That's very caffeinated, isn't it?
Oh, sorry, just joke. But not good to joke. So,
how to get rid of discursive thought?
Discursive thought. The thought that curse to other?
No, it's like conceptual thought.
Like non talk.
Oh, so that's tough question. So, like non talk. How to get rid of non talk? That's tough questions, but good questions, tough questions, need tough answer. truth, conventional truth, ultimate truth. Namdo is part of conventional truth. Honestly speaking, you can only get rid of Namdo, that's truth. Getting rid of Namdo You need to go beyond appearances. You need to see the reality. So according to Buddhist philosophy, that's the only way to get rid of namtok. Namtok, you know, seeing the reality, going beyond appearances, seeing reality, and looking, whatever, like I said, six senses. Object that appears to the six senses. Oh, see? Need to analyze all this object of the six senses, need to analyze them thoroughly. That's the one way to get to the reality. Object appears in front of the six senses. We, generally speaking, without analyzing them, we correspond right away, react right away. Therefore, getting rid of namtok is difficult. If you take your time, analyze them thoroughly, maybe that is the way to go beyond appearance. Appearance refers to object. Maybe that's where to go beyond object than reality, which is ultimate truth, shunyata, emptiness. Knowledge about emptiness, contemplation, assimilations, then that's how you get rid of namtok. Getting rid of namtok is not that easy. Stopping namtok temporarily, there are many methods. Stopping namtok temporarily, as I mentioned before, sit down, meditation positions, sit comfortably, zero concern, zero. Zero expectation, zero concern means zero concern related to the past, concern related to the future. Zero expectations. Nothing to analyze, nothing to judge. It's not this, it's not that. Nothing is that is like introducing yourself, the conventional nature of mind, being aware of the awareness. Make sense? Being aware of the awareness. Without any concern related to the past, concern related to the future. No expectations, nothing to judge, nothing to analyze, just being aware of the awareness. It's absence of everything. There's nothing, there's absence. It's like space, it's like clear space. Focus. Like that. Temporary way of stopping namtok. Namtok basically refers to thought, different thoughts rise related to the past, related to the future. Any thought hardly rises related to the present, because we hardly be present. We are either in the past or in the future. You are hardly with the present. When you're trying to focus the present, means being aware of awareness. What it looks like, clear space. That's all it looks like. Nothing to analyze, nothing to judge. Just be aware of your own awareness. That's the temporary method of stopping namtok. Ultimately, getting rid of namtok need to see ultimate truth, shunyata. Without shunyata, then Namto is not going to go from anywhere. So that's the truth. So sorry to say, but that's the truth. So, any other questions? Tomasi, maybe now time is running out.
Geshe-la, this is Kim. I have a question.
Yeah, say it. Yeah.
Okay, right now in the United States, everything's very chaotic, and I'm having a hard time feeling generous and compassionate with people who are corrupting the way of life that I live. And it's really hard for me to get beyond that and say, well, they're just a human being like me. They're making mistakes. But anyway, I can be compassionate for them. I have to admit, it's quite hard right now.
Yeah, so, it's happening everywhere in the world. So we are just focusing on this part of the world, but it's happening maybe a much worse level in different part of the world. You know, like, people can't speak, even can't express. Just forget about changing things. Even they cannot express.
Yeah.
Just expressing that, you go to jail.
Yeah.
Or not just one day. Many, many years, you know, think about those. So then like, so if some people, when they read a news, they absorb everything. Some people, when they read news, they don't absorb anything. They just look and they just move on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people, it's different. Then if you are, if like watching news, if that really bothers your mind, so maybe you need to minimize watching news or reading news, or maybe better to look something funny, better to look something funny, you know, funny. So, but this disturbing mind is not going to change anything. It's not going to change anything. If it's like changing something, that's worthwhile.
Yeah.
To every day to become upset. But it's not going to change anything. So, complicate.
Yeah.
You know, complicate. So like, if it is possible, then you think about the karma point of view. It's possible to think about the karma point of view. So, the bottom line question is, what good comes out? That's the bottom line. Because you, as an individual being, the most thing that you need is peace of mind. Or protect your peace of mind.
Mm-hmm.
How I can do that? That's the most important. First and foremost.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a small scope, that's for moksha. It's for first, you have to take care of yourself. You can't take care of somebody else if you can't take care of yourself. So that's why, you know, first and foremost important thing, your peace of mind, you know, your peace of mind. So, it's hard time, it is hard, but you know, like, if the reading news, watching news, if that bothers your mind, don't watch, please don't watch. You know, it's not much benefit.
Yes, that's very helpful to remind myself every day that my job is to protect my mind from things that disturb it.
Yeah, so if the news is doing that, so stop. You know, so okay. News doing that stuff. So, but you know, we have ideas. Maybe we are assuming it's going to be like this. It happened throughout human history. People are just assuming this, assuming that, and sometimes it never happens. So, like whatever happens, we have to move. Our daily life is not going to change. Our daily life is not going to change. You have to go to work. You have to wake up. You have to make your coffee. So, you know, so like it's not like individual level. You know, it's like it's complicated. It's not like you know, like everything's happening depending on causal conditions. Everything happening.
Yeah.
So, and like here at least you can express, you know. So, and people, this is the time to people should focus on something positive than negative.
Yeah.
If you focus on the negative, the water is getting into your boat. You are going to sink.
Yeah.
Yeah. So make sure the water around your boat doesn't get into your boat. So that's your job.
Yeah.
That's your responsibility. Nobody's going to do this for you, you know. So that's very important. Good questions. But you know, I think a lot of people are experiencing that everywhere. Not just here, every part of the world.
Yeah.
Every part of the world, you know, every part of the world, different level. And some part of the world, you can even say, even just saying that you go to jail for years and years, just saying that you are inspired by, you know, so that you are like, it's all relative. So, okay, so.
Thank you, Geshe-la.
Yeah, so. So now,
Geshe-la, there was one more question. Do you want to take it now or save it?
Question or just waking up?
No, a question.
yeah, go ahead. No.
Okay. Within the context of different types of people, enemy, neutral, and friends, which is more genuine? Having compassion for someone is an enemy or having compassion for a friend? Which one is more biased and why? I want to know which one will bring more benefit for our mind in the practice of compassion.
Any compassion, any practice of any compassion brings you benefit, whether it's based on stranger, enemy, friends. Like, which one is easier? Of course, it's easier to develop compassion towards friend. So the mother are qualified to talk about compassion because mother experienced compassion, you know, genuine, sincere compassion. You know, compassion, no matter which object, of course, when you're trying to practice before, like, immeasurable compassions. In order to practice immeasurable compassions, first you have to practice immeasurable equanimities. In order to practice immeasurable equanimities, you have to have object. In that case, objects like stranger, friend, enemy, make sure that your mind towards those three objects are equal. Otherwise, immeasurable compassion, generating immeasurable compassion is not going to happen. Oh. So, let's begin with the close one. Of course, close one is easier, you know, relatively easier. Sometimes it's harder too, you know, because sometimes we lose our cool. How do you say cool?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we lose our cool easily to close one because we are 100% sure that close person is not going to, you know, that person from head to toe. That person knows you from head to toe. So you, for outside world, we try to present our best of the best. So we are more worried about our reputations. We do many things based on our reputations. That close persons, so that's very unfortunate that you lose, you know, so like your coolness quite easily. So that is like not contemplating on the kindness that you receive. So that's how the love has been developed. Love has been developed recalling the kindness that you receive from that person. So then you develop love. You know, so, but object wise is easier for the close one and loved one. So then slowly so you can expand towards stranger and enemy. So, but equanimity practice, you have to visualize the object. In order to practice equanimity. So then practical level is better to generate love to a close one by remembering the kindness that you receive. Don't just focus on this momentary act. Don't just focus on that. Because you've been there together a long time, so you have to remember the kindness, the care, the love that you receive from that person, so then you can grow that love toward that person, okay? Is that the question?
That's all.
Is that the question?
Yes, I think that was the question, Geshe-la.
It's from YouTube or where?
No, it wasn't from me. It's from Adriana.
Okay. So anyway, so I think that's if that's the question. Three beings, you visualize them in order to practice immeasurable equanimity. The goal is to develop immeasurable compassion, love. In order to develop immeasurable love and compassion within your mind stream, first you need to practice begin with the equanimity, immeasurable equanimity. In order to meditate on immeasurable equanimity, you need to visualize these three objects in front of you. So make sure that when you look at them, make sure that your mind is equal towards them. Okay, for the sake of knowledge. So now how much time left?
Now we're a few minutes over, Geshe-la.
A few minutes over?
Yep. Worthwhile. Well worthwhile.
Okay, so maybe... So now, anyway, so just take 2 minutes, okay? I'm going to say some mantra just for your longevity and one mantra for your health, okay? The next one for your health. Om namo bhagavate bhagavate guru bhindu yatambara tatangata arahate samya sambhudayate yatam bhagavate bhagavate maam bhagavate bhagavate. Om namo bhagavate bhagavate guru bhindu yatambara tatangata arahate samya sambhudayate yatam bhagavate bhagavate maam bhagavate bhagavate. Radha sammoga deso om namo bhagavate bhagavate guru bhindu yatambara tatangata arahate samya sambhudayate yatam bhagavate bhagavate maam bhagavate bhagavate radha sammoga deso. Yeah, finish now and have a wonderful Sunday. Weather is nice, please enjoy. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm gonna just want dedication. The Shanti Deva, just Shanti Deva dedication. Only Shanti Deva dedication. So please, everybody, join your mind. Okay, your heart, mind, and heart.
Can I show the Lama Tsongkhapa stanza really quickly?
Well, people can find out. It's okay.
Okay.
So,
all right. Thank you.
So
sorry. Find it here. Let's see. Oh, okay. I've got it right here.
Oh, maybe if you cannot find, then please contact Hamula. Hamula will help you. Okay.
May all beings everywhere, by sufferance of body and mind, obtain a notion of happiness and joy by virtue of our merits. May no living creature suffer from the evil of
ever fall ill.
You know, and be afraid or belittled with the mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak and sinful find joy. May the forlorn find constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome care is bare. May all who are sick and ill from their ailments, whatever diseases are in the world, may they never occur again. May the bright cease to be afraid, may those bound be free, may the paralyzed find power, and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. In the land encircled by Snow Mountain, you are the source of all happiness and good. All powerful Chen Rezi Tenzin Gyatso, please remain until samsara ends. One who masters speech at a very young age, the one with great patience to receive the name Avatara, the one with great precision to spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa and Bliss and Void, Lama ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. You uphold the subdued way, you serve as the bountiful bear of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjanaspat Gauri's doctrine. Who masterfully accomplished magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, savor of myself and others, your disciples, please, please live on. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu.
Tore So Ha. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu.
Tore So Ha.
Om Tare Tu Tare Tu. Tore So
Ha. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu. Tore So Ha. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu. Soha, Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Soha, Om Tare Tu Tare Soha.
Okay, thank you very much, and please enjoy the cool weather.
Thank you, Geshe-la. Have a wonderful day. Thank you. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Thank you, Geshe-la.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye, Geshe-la. Bye, Donna. Thank you.
Bye, everyone.